So me and my manager, we got together and we were putting this project together and we were looking for songs. We were going a different route. Usually I'm writing and writing songs with co-writing with some friends of mine, but we were going a different route this way and we were kind of searching for songs and looking for songs. So it's a little bit different, not cutting one of my songs, but when you hear a good song like this, it's no brainer. It's just like, oh man, it's a fun summer vibe song. And it's just like, oh yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, I gotta cut this, for sure, I gotta cut this. This is gonna be a fun one for the summer. We got into the studio and got it cut and really good, and we're just excited to get it out to everyone and play it all over for the summer here. The show's lined up and some rodeos and festivals and stuff, so.
Yeah, summer song for sure. I mean, just standing here listening to that, I'm already picturing, I'm like, all right, well, that's going on the playlist for sitting outside in the summertime for sure. Absolutely, yeah. Great song. When it comes to the EP, that was released at the beginning of this month. Can you take us to just the EP as a whole? I mean, when you're making music and for this specific EP, what message or messages were you trying to create for the audience?
I've been doing this for a long time now. So we got a pile of new music that we were going through, and there was a bunch of good ones, and kind of, this is a new me, a new sound, and a new thing. So we're just trying to get that message out. Where I kind of took a break for a while, so now I'm coming in hard, and mm-hmm. Yeah, so I want to get the message out that there's a new me coming and a new sound coming.
Well, along with the new sound, I mean, people can see this new you in person. You mentioned all the shows and stuff you're doing. You're going to be at Country Thunder this year down in Calgary.
That's right, yeah. Excited for that. Going
to be such a good time. What presence are you looking to bring to the stage? And if somebody's never seen you before, Brad, what can they sort of expect from a Brad Sims show?
My shows are pretty high energy. I'm all over the stage. A lot of people, from what I hear, a lot of people really enjoy my shows. Just love watching me and love hearing it. When I say I'm all over the stage, I'm all over the stage. So it's a super high energy.
Well, Brad, what else is coming down the road for you? I mean, you got this new EP, you're touring down in Calgary and all these other festivals and rodeos. What else can you tell us? What's coming up here for you?
We got the new song that we just released, the EP, but Got Me You off the EP. We just released the radio 3 weeks ago now. We got a couple other ones off the EP that we're going to be releasing the radio too, and we've got a bunch of exciting things coming.
Well, I want to go back just quickly to, you had said you took a little break for a little while there. What made you come back? Was it just the drive to continue to make music? What sort of brought you back from your break there?
2.5 years ago, I'm 2.5 years sober now. So I decided to put the bottle down and get back into my music. And I'm more focused than I've ever been, and just ready to do things and make things happen.
Congratulations on the sobriety there. 2.5 years, that's pretty incredible, actually. A lot of people, or something that a lot of people struggle with, so I'm sure to hear something like that people can sort of resonate with as well. And but I just want to say thank you so much for coming down, sharing your new song, which, if you don't have it in your playlist, please add it to your playlist. Got Me You. It's a fantastic summer song.
Add it.
Yeah, add it and play it all the time. It's going to be in my playlist all summer.
Man.
I really, really appreciate you coming in, Brad, and thanks so much for this. And
thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you.